Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
A tool called Name Your Price. Get a grip on your spending like an industrial vice. It's nice. Beats rolling the dice. I prefer brown rice. Don't carry dumbbells when you walk on thin ice. Splash.
Get insurance based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WHKP Hopewell people, welcome back to the Soul in Sports. I am your host, Mike Knox, and indeed, I spell my name with three X's because I am hardcore. I guarantee you, I'm more hardcore than that Thursday night football game we watched yesterday. You don't believe me? Ask that whore that you dated, people. Listen, first, the particulars, people. I'm going to call in 347-637-3859 is the number to call and make sure you listen to the show. Give me the station identification at 1340 AM on the Fox Sports Twitter channel. Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, wherever social media is sold, there you are, 1340 AM Fox Sports. Make sure you follow yours truly by my namesake. I am loud, I speak loud, and frankly, fellas, if you're not making it loud, that's your fault, Mike. Not trying to figure out how to spell it with three X's. And the show you tuned in and listen to right now, the flagship show right here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 WHKP and Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM. Soul, S-O-U-L, capital letter N, sports people. And for those who don't know, you're about to find out, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I wear it this way. It's okay. No reason to jump off the bridge yet with our locks of the week, because you're back into, tuned into another Lock It Up Friday. Lock It Up Friday, where we give you our NFL picks of the week. And last week, it's okay. Your number one handicapper to the stars, to your social media. It's okay. Brendan Lang still ain't got nothing on me. You know why I know this? Because I checked his stats, and he is 8-7 last week, just like yours truly. And what I tell you? Matter of fact, I didn't just tell you because you don't like my voice. Jay Chris told you also, not just the first week of the NFL, not just the second week of the NFL, but the first 3 weeks of the NFL are the hardest weeks to handicap. But you know what, though? I have balls the size of grapefruits, and I will continue to give you my picks. And already I'm 0-1 because I didn't think that Houston's offense could score enough to beat Cincinnati's defense. And lo and behold, if you have Andy Dalton on your fantasy team, let them go, because they're the third worst team in football, and the first worst team in football belongs to Andy Richmond's Indianapolis Colts. We're going to talk about all that and then some later. Also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, now, if you did not like the biggest sporting event of the year, or probably some would say of the century, according to media and all the outlets that covered it, it's okay, boxing fans, because tomorrow night is the fight we on Triple G and people. I cannot wait to see this fight. I cannot wait to talk about this fight. It's about to go down. Got 6 bottles of Chris, 6 model chicks. Right, that part's a lock to my wife, but not allow that stuff to happen. But to get my point, it's going to be a party tomorrow night in Las Vegas. Also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, it's a sports gaming weekend because Madden football, NBA 2K18, NBA Live 18. If you're not a sports gamer, well, guess what? You suck like Kurt Angle. You suck. But that's enough of my words and enough of you hearing from me because I didn't say you suck. You said you suck because you didn't play a sports game. But it's okay, people. Welcome to the program. She's back from the beautiful city of Miami. And like Queen Latifah sang, ooh, ladies first, ladies first. What's going on, Major Paige?
I'm glad to be here. I'm glad we have a show today. The break seemed like forever, so I'm glad that we're back.
Yeah, it was kind of a long time, and we didn't have a show on Monday. Obviously, no one had power, right? But
right,
we're back. We're back. You were here last week because you escaped it, the friendly confines that was Florida, which was good for you because, you know, it did get pretty bad in some areas down here. But we lived through it. King Vaughn, don't you inbox me with NBA 2K over NBA Live. Have you even played Live yet? Okay, it is. I can't lie. You saw my tweet earlier. Listen, I am a Madden guy true and through, and I got to say the greatest sports game I've ever played thus far is this 2K18. It's unbelievable. But also, welcome to the program live from the city of brotherly love. And our Eagles, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, are 1-0. But can they go 2-0 against Fat Andy and the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend? If you follow my bet that pick, I think I have the whole division losing, Jay Chris. Welcome back to the program.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Yeah, like you said, from the city of brotherly love, it's a beautiful day today. It's a Friday. I'm looking forward to enjoying the weekend. And I'm glad to be back on the show, man. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Paige. Welcome, Hugo and Micah and Wally and everybody and Vaughn. Glad to hear y'all voices. Glad to see you back on the net, man. Glad everybody's safe that went through that storm.
Well, don't you know that every single time there's a big fight, Hugo seems to disappear? Don't you know that? He will be here for like the B-list pay-per-views. He'll be here for if we were talking Daniel Cormier all about some cakes, getting his title back because John Jones, someone slipped him a Mickey in his drug test, then he would be here to talk. But since they're not, he's not here. Oh, I may have spoke too soon. But no, that's not him. Also, welcome to the program from the host city in Richmond, Virginia, Amy Richmond on the Twitter, what you follow him at. I call him Papa Lee. What's going on, Micah?
Oh, it's the week. The weekend. I'm so happy I made it. Oh, man, I've been so tired. But you want to know something? I'm on fire. And I'm on fire because I get to watch a real boxing match this weekend. Triple G and Canelo. And Canelo going to wax that. All right. Anyway.
Oh, I just don't say that word. Wow. I had to calm
myself down. You know, sometimes you got to know when to give the proper crown to the man that is Mike Knox. Because at the end of the day, you do spell your name with 3 X's because you're hardcore. You want to know something, right, Mike Knox?
You can't teach that. Well, I didn't say it. You did. Also, welcome to the program all the way from the DMV. And we know he better have some ID. I mean, you see what the fuller is trying to do, Jamil Hill. Hell, I'm going to say it. I started this show 8 years ago. And guess what? I don't care because my boss is a Trump supporter. And you don't like it? Listen anyway. Hey, Donald Trump, you are white supremacist. What's going on, Mr. Wally Wow?
Yeah, they trying to do my girl Jamel dirty. But it's, I mean, I love the unity, though, man. I love the unity. Yeah, man. Like I'm like Micah, though. The fight. This is it, man. This is the fight of the year right here. This is the potential of everything. This is a real fight. No exhibition. You know, two dudes who are good at their craft, and they're gonna get to show the world, you know, what boxing is really about. I'm excited for it, man. I really am.
I knew you would come out for that one. I knew you would come
out. Oh yeah. For this, that one. This deserves my eyeballs. I do agree. You know what I mean? So I will be freeloading. That's my goal. That's not going to change.
What else is new?
But if I had to pay for a fight, though, this would be a fight I'd pay for. If I had
to.
If I really
to
had
buy
to.
Or not to buy, are you saying, because we've
you
been with you for almost. Right. No, 2 years, though, I've been with Wally on this program, and Wally ain't never said he would pay for something. I want y'all to know.
Yeah, this
I
is
know.
A fight. I mean, the Pacquiao fight, I would admit.
Those Nigerians, man.
I would have paid for that fight. Yeah, I know, right? We are kind of corrupted. But I would, you know, I would pay for the Pacquiao Mayweather. I would have done that. But, again, it was too – in terms of the cost, I'm not a fan of 100-plus. But this one right here, I'm not going to lie.
This is like $75.
Pacquiao Mayweather was like –
yeah, that was $100. Yeah.
Come on, man. That's like, you know, crackheads. Like, I mean, crackheads would go desperate for that. I'm not for that life. So, this one right here, though, I would pay for this one. I think just because I know that you're going to get, you know, a potential knockout. Like, these dudes they fight one way. Like, they're power fighters. So, in terms of that, I think you can't beat it.
Well, let's just go ahead right there and talk this fight. Let's go there right now and talk the fight we need to talk about, and that's Canelo Alvarez taking on Danny Golovin, or I always call him Triple D, frankly.
Giannotti.
Listen, you know I don't pronounce names very well. That's
Giannotti,
what y'all are
here for. Giannotti, I got your back. Yeah.
Okay.
Giannotti Golovin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I have you here for, because I can't do it. So, Triple G versus Canelo Alvarez. At this point, I saw a very telling stat, okay, that showed, you know, Triple G, I'm going to just call him that, is 33-0 going into this fight with 31 knockouts. They said going into the Buster Douglas fight, Tyson was also 33-0 with 31 knockouts. Any correlation with that, you think, there, Jay Chris?
No, not at all.
No,
and this is why. Tyson was the baddest man on the planet. Everyone feared Tyson. Okay.
Right.
I don't see Triple G as the baddest man on the planet. I don't see Canelo fearing Triple G.
He fought Mayweather.
And say what?
He fought Mayweather already. He can't be afraid of Triple G.
Well, I don't think Mayweather's something
to
be afraid of either, though. I don't think Mayweather's something to be afraid of.
He'll knock you out.
Was to be
He'll
feared.
Knock you out.
He might knock me. I don't know if he hits hard. I don't know.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I weigh a nice bit more than Mayweather, so I don't know if he hits hard enough. If he hits me right, yeah, anybody probably, but I don't see Triple G as being a feared commodity in the boxing game. I know he's good. I know he can do what he does what he does. Mike Tyson was a feared commodity in the boxing game. You saw guys going to the ring with Tyson and fought scared. So, you know, any correlation with that to me? Nah, I say no deal with that one.
Well, when you look at this fight yourself, Major Page, and welcome back to the program, Wally clearly has made his gripes about he was not going to watch the other fight. He waited to – it was surfaced all over the world before he watched the McGregor-Mayweather fight. This is the boxing fight that boxing fans are excited about. Yourself – when you look at this fight, is this the fight that maybe can put boxing, in your opinion, back on the map? I don't think boxing ever left the map because there's Terrence Crawford, but some might say that.
I do think boxing kind of went off the map, and I'm going to tell you why. And it's kind of like what I said the last time with the Floyd fight. It's, you know, we have that social media all in the mix of it now, so it's to the point where if Floyd Mayweather isn't fighting, most people aren't watching, not saying real boxing fans aren't watching, but just most people in general. Because if you ask someone on the street and you ask them to name like one boxer, they're going to tell you Floyd Mayweather, and that's usually all they know. So I don't think this is going to put boxing back on the map. I think it's exciting for real boxing fans. However, I don't see it. Unless something happens and they have, like, some kind of Floyd Mayweather effect on the world, I really don't see it being a huge deal. I'm excited about the fight because I know it's not as big as the Floyd Mayweather fight, so I think it's actually going to be worth watching. I don't think it's just going to be something to get, you know, money. So yeah, those are kind of my thoughts on it. Boxing is, I really think boxing is in a weird space right now, and I really don't know what it's gonna take to kind of get out of that funk, because it's not as big as it used to be, in my opinion.
Jay Chris, you hear the thoughts of Major Page, you hear the thoughts of the boxing world, and most combat, I hate that word, but that's the word that's been used lately because of the McGregor Mayweather fiasco, if you will. Do you think this is a fight that, I know that us as boxing fans, you hear the hypeness, that's a word, it's my show, I don't like to listen anyway, 347-627-3359, of one Wally Wild in talking about this fight. I know I'm excited about this fight. We got Micah, who's just a random fight fan coming new into the fight world, excited about this fight. Will this fight, you know, illuminate boxing again?
Well, I think I have to agree with Paige that, you know, I don't think this fight is going to be do something big for boxing as far as the non-regular boxing fan. I think with Micah, he's a common boxing fan, but I think Micah can answer this better than I could, but let's take him for example. If he wasn't a part of the show, he may not be as hyped for this fight as
okay.
You know, as we are. You know, and the reason I say this is because it's something that you've said over the years, Mike, and that's the fact that in this country we gravitate towards the heavyweight. You know, the casual boxing fan gravitates towards the heavyweight. And right now, the heavyweight, you know, this is not a heavyweight fight. And these aren't two American stars. So, you know, in Mexico, this is probably one of the biggest fights they've had since probably a Duran fight.
Oh, they're already hyped down there. You know Camacho Kent Priest down there. So they're already hyped
now. Oh, I know it. And you know, it's big for them. But as far as, you know, the American fight scene, I don't see this being that big, you know, with Mayweather being out of the game. And,
right.
You know, I don't think your casual fans could probably tell you who Canelo is or who Triple G is if somebody just showed them a picture on the street, quite honestly. I just don't think they can. I think something that puts the fight game, the boxing game back on the map is a huge blockbuster heavyweight fight. I think that's what it'll take. So I agree with Paige 100%.
Okay, let's just turn his attention to the fight itself and leave that extra local. Because I'm with you guys, but you know me, I'm always the over-eccentric, you know, guy here. I'm always I'm your fan's favorite fan and your hater's favorite hater. Because every fan has a little bit of hate inside of them. That's really me. When it's something I like that I want to see that I'm excited about, I will overhype the ish out of it, as my wife would say. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care. It could be fried chicken on a Thursday. I'm going to hype the hell out of it. Because that's just me. And I want to see this fight. So let's talk about the actual fight itself, Wally. Now, when you look at this fight, you got the jab of Triple G versus the counter-punching of Canelo Alvarez. This is really a fight that, if you look at it on paper, if not a knockout happening, Triple G has to be the favorite in this fight because of his style of fighting. Do you agree?
No, I think that Canelo would have the advantage if he's not. You know, if it goes the distance, because when he's a younger boxer, Triple G's 35, Canelo's in his, you know, still in his prime in terms of age. He's really in his prime. And Triple G, I mean, and Canelo, 27, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so, and then you look at Canelo and start. Canelo can jab. He can do all that too. But he just likes to walk you down. I mean, Canelo's after fighting Mayweather, Canelo's such a different boxer. Mayweather schooled him, to be honest with you.
He
learned that he wasn't at that class. And,
but we talked about that,
Tim.
He wasn't ready for that fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he wasn't ready, and that made him a better boxer. You know what I mean?
Right.
So he learned from that. And again, like, and we've seen, and to be honest with you, in terms of being tested, now granted, you know, some of these individuals were done. Canelo's more tested than Triple G. And if you look at Triple G in terms of what he had to go through the last couple of fights, but you can arguably say, starting from Kell Brook, that, you know,
I'm going to blind tag you right there. I'm going to have blind tag you right there. You got what you just brought up, Kell Brooks. You got Martin Murray. You got Danny Jacobs, right?
Jacobs,
and you got those are his best wins that we know. Because you know me, we talk about boxers having all these wins we've never seen, right? Same with how you put Mayweather in that category sometimes by saying, well, who did he really fight? So you go with Canelo Alvarez, excuse me. You got Cotto. You got Lara.
Mm-hmm.
You got Trout. Now, if you look at those six guys on paper, would you say Canelo still with the loss to Mayweather has fought bigger, better opponents than Triple G?
Easily. I mean, I would say easily, but yeah, he has. I don't want to go that extreme, but he has. Mm-hmm. And then even Danny Jacobs was supposed to be a supreme underdog to Triple G. Gave him arguably a lot of people thought, you know, could have won the fight.
Right.
You know what I mean? Could have won the fight. So I'm just saying, like, and that started with Kell Brook. If you want to really be, it started with Kell Brook. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, it's something out there now that people are using to say, you know what? This is how I can kind of compete with a Triple G. So it's out there. So if it's been out there with two fights, you know that Canelo's got the blueprint. It's all about executing it, though.
Jay Chris, you jump in there before I go ahead and get Micah's thoughts in there. And wrestling fight, you guys being my two boxing aficionados, minus Champ Creed, who's on location in Las Vegas, says he would be calling in Monday with the post show to this. As Major Page just tweeted out on the Twitter page, as I said, Triple G has to be the favorite in this fight because of this style of fight. Do you agree in that, or you go with Wally when you think Canelo has the advantage in this fight?
I tend to agree with what you said because of Triple G's style of fight. In the past, you know, you talk about some of the guys that Canelo has fought. The two people that come to mind immediately that he had immediate trouble with, of course, one was Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather does not stand in front of you, has good footwork, right?
Right.
And then you have Amir Khan, who doesn't stand in front of you and has good footwork. Yes, I know Amir Khan got knocked out. Mr. Glass Jaw himself. I understand that he got caught, okay? But with Triple G's footwork, with his style of fight, he's not going to necessarily stand in front of you, but he can walk you down. He can change up. I think that will be a slight problem, as it's been in the past, for Canelo. And we'll have to see how he deals with that. Because if you stand right in front of Canelo, you're going to get beat, and you're going to get beat up. But I don't think Triple G will do that, and he hasn't necessarily done that in the past. So I think I would have to agree with you, Mike. I think Canelo has the advantage. Triple G has the slight advantage in this fight.
Well, let me turn that right there, if you will, so to speak, to my man. Popper Lee, that's Emmy Richmond on the Twitter. Now, you're the casual fight fan. You came into the show with your wildly insane Biggie version of your introductions there and saying you think Canelo, I think I heard the words, correct me if I'm wrong, and I know you will destroy Triple G. I haven't given my predictions yet, but why do you feel so?
Oh, no, he's waxing. He's going to wax. Here's why, as the casual on the call, here's why I'm so confident to feel that, I mean, it's going to be competitive, but he's going to wax him, and here's why I'm confident about it. If it was not for a fight with one Floyd Mayweather, he would be almost undefeated because I think he has a draw on his record out of 51 fights.
Yeah, 49-1-1.
Yeah, so if we didn't count the draw as a defeat, which I think drawing is still losing, he would have been 50-0 had he not fought Floyd Mayweather at this point. I believe that his experience in fighting Floyd Mayweather, who by many can account for to be one of the best pound-for-pound fighters there ever was in boxing, and as you like to hate to say, because I hate it when people say about my quarterback, Peyton Manning, but he's the greatest defensive fighter of all time, instead of actually just giving him his props for what his props would do. That's a valuable experience, and I don't believe for one second that Triple G has anywhere near the talent of old Floyd Mayweather that was fighting Alvarez at the time. And I believe that experience from that fight, and I think that experience overall is really what's going to be the edge, because it doesn't mean that he's not going to have trouble with them. I mean, obviously, those guys that Jay Chris just pointed out are going to gave him trouble. So therefore, there's going to be some things that he has to get done with Triple G. However, what's the one thing that a boxer of any fighter or any NFL quarterback or any sport that we always talk about is that veteran experience? He's more battle tested. He's more battle tested with more proven competition.
I don't know as far as the proven, because both these fighters, for what it's worth, when we talk about all the time, and boxing fans know this all the time, you have this, he's 27 years old with 50 fights. Really? We saw Creed, right? Does those thugs count when he was in Tijuana fighting? Yeah, they count, but who was he really fighting? You know what I mean? So, and the same thing goes for Triple G. I haven't heard this guy until, what, three and a half years ago. So, this is a big, this is a good fight, though. I'm not going to take away from that. And but I'm going to say it right here, and I'm going to go ahead and give my pick and go down the line to, with you guys. Going into this fight, I said all along, give me Canelo Alvarez. Because he did, like Micah said, and like what you were saying, Jay Chris, he did have the experience against Mayweather. And if you stand in front of Canelo Alvarez, you're going to get hurt. I think he's stronger. We talked about that, how he didn't, how he, Mayweather didn't get hit by those shots that he let Conor McGregor hit him with. You know what I mean? He's stronger. He's I won't say he's faster than Triple G, but he's, I think he's stronger than Triple G. And I think with Oscar De La Hoya in his corner, being his mentor, I think it's the fight that, that's really tailor made for him in a sense of a boxer that will try to go out here, put on a show in Vegas, who is the belt winner, you know, to come out win this fight. I'm going to go Canelo Alvarez by split decision. I don't think a knockout's going to happen in this fight. I would like to see one happen in this fight. And I'll just be real. Just like I think Donald Trump's a white supremacist, I think Triple G's on steroids. That's just me. I watch too much. I've been in this country for too long with Russian fighters. They all cheat. They all come to cheat. No, no, no. Don't be text. What's his name? Leave me alone. What's his goddamn name?
You said Canelo's on?
Ukrainian people. Yeah, them Ukrainians. Okay? Leave me alone, Hugo. Listening to the program, talking about John Jones. Catch up, okay? Before I put some mustard in you, slow you down. All right? But, yeah, they all cheat to me over in the Ukraine. So I'm going with Canelo Alvarez by split decision in this fight. Major Page, how you got it going?
Just based off of what you guys just said, I'm going to go with Canelo. When I watch this fight, this is going to be more so of a learning experience for me because I've never watched either of these fighters. So I'm just excited for that, and that's who I'm going to be going with.
All right, who you got in this fight? Michael, I know you're going with Canelo Alvarez. I'm going to go with you there. Wallet, wow.
I'm going Canelo knockout in the tenth round.
Wow! So you talked that good stuff for Triple G. And then...
No, I talked about Canelo. No, I said Canelo. No, I said Canelo the whole time. I wasn't talking about Triple G.
Am I wrong there, Jay Chris? The way he was kind of wording. No, you're right.
That was me.
Listen, AC is back. Okay. Dun dun dun. I don't know what the sound clip is. I think Micah took it out. He got mad. We had our own little team name. All right, who you got in this one, Jay Chris?
Man, this one is going to come down to whoever the judges are. Quite honestly, it's one of the fights that are they going to judge off who was more active or who was more accurate.
I hate that too.
If they have the judges from Bernard Hopkins, Jermaine Taylor, then Triple G wins the fight. if they have you know some Floyd Mayweather judges, then Canelo wins the fight. So I don't know who the judges are, but I'm going to go with Canelo. I'm going to go with you. My thing, I'm going with you all day for this. I'm going with you with Canelo with this split decision.
Now, it ain't often we do this, but this right here knows I know we building a family. Welcome, Major Page, because we're all in agreement, and we don't normally do that. All right? That means chicken wings on Wally, because we all in agreement. Okay? We're going to jazz.
I only OJ Chris and Wings. I don't know what's going on here.
Listen, I'm trying to get a couple free six packs. That's all. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I lost a bet, fair and square, man.
But we're all going with Canelo Alvarez in this victory. I will say this much, as you know how we have it. Make sure you get the hashtag ready. To buy or not to buy? That is the question. Buy this pay-per-view. Honestly, I believe I'm ordering this pay-per-view tomorrow unless I get stuck playing 2K18 all day when I get off work. So there you have it, guys, right there. 347-637-3859 is number to call in. Again, make sure you follow the hashtag today. Get out there. Become part of the hashtag. There's two. This is hashtag lock it up. No, you lock it up. Lock it up Friday is here. And we're going to lock it up and make sure you follow my hashtag. It's been going on since I've been going on. That's hashtag bet that. I will promise you, I will show you the money. Last week, 8-7 week with my picks, my over and unders. For those who don't know, we bet the point spread here. Any loser from Baltimore named Naaman Bryce can pick a winner. But if you can't look at the point spread and say, well, give me those points, then that's who I want, then you're just still living in your mama's basement with your family sucking your thumb. Okay? So don't come to me with winners and losers. I want point spreads. You know why? Because real men don't live with their mamas unless they're sick. And they bet the point spread. So with that being said, get ready to do one thing.
Lock it up. You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
We got the games on tap this weekend. And can I just say this before we start, Jay Chris? Last week, I was so proud of you guys. When I picked that Kansas City Chiefs victory, I woke up and Jay Chris was like, yeah, you better follow this man. Major Pace is tweeting, yeah, go follow my boy. And then Micah came through like, he told y'all. I feel kind of stupid this week because I thought Cincinnati, the Bungles, had a chance to win the game. And I was completely wrong with that. I could be wrong. It is week one, right? Can I add the Cincinnati Bungles, Micah, with, you know, that's your word, to the factory of sadness that is the Cleveland Browns, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and those fellas?
Not really, because
not
they
really?
Haven't really suffered. No, I mean, you know, think about it. A factory of sadness.
You put the Colts in there, and the Colts have a Super Bowl.
Well, no, because here's the reason why I should put the Colts in there. Because the factory of sadness is a perpetual thing that's brought into you by your front office and your ownership.
They had Marvin Lewis as their coach for like 10 years. He's the Isaiah Thomas of football.
No, they've been in the playoffs most of his tenure, and they won at least 10 games most of his tenure, too. So, I mean, can't be really sad. Playoff factory, yes. But not regular season.
Well,
they've only been really sad these last couple of years. I can't give that to them. Not yet.
I'm going to call them Bungles, so you can call them Bungles, too. Okay, let's get it started. Tennessee on the road, going to Jacksonville, J. Chris. Jacksonville, everybody. I mean, the underdogs by 1.5 points. Again, just for those who don't know, typically when Vegas loves you and you're the home team, you're favored by 3 points. Now, when there's a point and a half, that means it's up to the next number, which means it's a 2-point game, which means for Tennessee to win the game on the point spread, to win the money in Vegas, to lock it up, they must win by 2 points. You have the rules? No, you don't have them all. Number one on the handicap, it used to be, Peyton Manning always covers, right? That used to be the rule. I'm changing that rule this year. Now it's Tom Brady will always cover. Now you're going to say, what the hell is he talking about? Didn't they just lose to Kansas City? Even Peyton Manning sometimes slipped on a wet towel on the floor, okay? Every squirrel gets a hoo-hoo sometimes. So that's my new rule. Don't like to listen anyway. Now, Tennessee, favored by 2 points over Jacksonville in Jacksonville. Jacksonville shocked the world, or at least shocked Houston. Beating Houston, having a 100-yard rusher that hasn't happened against Houston in about almost, I believe the stat I believe read was like almost 20-something games as the rookie Fournette comes in and rushes for over 100 yards. Blake Bortles was hidden behind that defense and that offensive line. The question is, can Tennessee, who I picked to lose last week, which they did against the Oakland Raiders, are a favorite this week by 2 points? This is 2 weeks in a row, J. Chris, that Tennessee has been the favorite. I'm going with the Tennessee Titans to win this game. Lock it up, J. Chris. Take the 2 points. I'm taking the 2 points. Who you got in this game?
I'm going with you on this one, man. Jacksonville has played well in week one in I don't know how many years in a row. So I'm going to go with Tennessee in this game. I think they had a tough game last week against Oakland. And I think Jacksonville will be better than they've been in the past.
Absolutely.
I think what we saw last week was a Jacksonville team that caught a Houston team that I don't think they were 100% prepared for that game. And with that being said, I'm going with Tennessee. Lock that thing up.
I will lock it up.
Lock it up. You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
That's two locks on the board. Going with you, Wally, next. Tennessee favored by 2 points over the Jacksonville Jaguars on the road. How you got it?
Oh, I got Jacksonville. I think their defense is real. I like Fournette. And then they got the blueprint of how you win games. You run the ball, you play solid defense, you win football games. I like Jacksonville.
Simple as put. That's why he gets
paid the big bucks. You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Micah, Emmy, Richmond on the Twitter, a.k.a. Pitmaster. How you got this game? Jacksonville underdogs by 2 points over Tennessee. Tennessee's the favorite. Who you got?
I am also going with my heart on this. I refuse to believe in Tennessee and Marcus Murray.
I'm sorry. You just got Sam with Wiki. Jay Chris, tell me why he just got Sam with Wiki. You got 10 more seconds. Do you know why he got Sam with Wiki?
Because he's gone with his heart, not his head.
You're gone with your heart, not your head. Don't be Wally and say that the Washington Redskins are going to go 16-0. That's not going to happen.
No. I'm good. I'm still going with my heart. Will it be again?
Well, just for that, I'm going to move on. How you got this major pain? Tennessee favorite by 2 points over Jacksonville. Who you got winning this game? Lock it up!
You guys should already know I'm going with the Jaguars. I got a little bit of flack last time for going with the Jaguars. But, you know, like it was stated before, Jacksonville played incredible defense. And I said the last time Jacksonville had a lot of weapons, you know, over the past years, but they didn't know how to use them. And clearly they know how to use Leonard Fournette. So I just think this is the start of something really good. And I got the Jaguars, like, for the rest of the season. They're going to the top this season. So
look at that. Just call me Wally. I'm going to pick them every week to win the game. Okay. Well, make the brand split here, Micah. We couldn't stay together for long as a team. All of agreeing on the same pick. Who you got? Tennessee?
Jacksonville outright.
All right, lock it up.
You better lock it up. You lock it up.
Then we got Baltimore, favored by 8 over the Cleveland Browns in Baltimore. Now, when this game first came, and I did my hashtag bet that show, I had to do it via audio this week, I was not happy, and I had a very tough decision in making this game because I honestly did not know who to pick in this game between the two guys. It was very hard. I picked Tennessee over Jacksonville. To me, that was easy. But this Baltimore one, I will put this, and I will say it again, hashtag do not touch. Hashtag do not touch this game. It's a sucker's bet. Reason why, Jay Chris said it, the first couple weeks in the NFL will shock you. We see what Cleveland did when they covered against Pittsburgh last week. I don't think Cleveland can win this game outright, but I do think 8 points can be a stretch. But if you're going to play the game, we do give picks because we all have marbles except for Major Paige. The size of grapefruit, she might have ovaries that size. I don't know. I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens to win this game. How you got it going, Jay Chris?
Man, you know, this is, like I said, it's week 2. The tape is out on Cleveland and how they're going to be, you know, how they're running their offense. This is a tough one to pick, man. I'm going to go with Cleveland to cover. I like Cleveland covering this match.
I cannot go against it, but would you agree with the hashtag? If you're looking at Vegas and you have games to pick, do you touch this game? Because I'm not touching this game.
Oh yeah, this is absolutely an untouchable special.
Untouchable special. They're back. How you got it going, Wally? Baltimore threw it by 8 points.
Well, I got to be more covering. That defense looks real, so I think it's different. And like you said, they got the book on. Like someone's mentioned that they got the book on them. They got the book on what, you know, the rookie got to do. And I'm glad the rookie played well. I think he's gonna be a good ball player. But Bemo looks ready though. They look ready this year.
Notre Dame, and you're not lying. That Baltimore defense, unlike what you think, Flacco is not elite. That defense is next level elite. Micah, Baltimore favored by 8 points over the factory of sadness that is Cleveland Browns. You're just taking Baltimore, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm taking Baltimore, but Cleveland's covering.
Okay. Oh, Cleveland covers the 8 points. Way to go, Micah. Shocked it to me. 2 times, shocked it to me. Major Paige, who you got in this game? 8 points is Baltimore's the favorite. Will they cover the 8 points, or will Cleveland close the gap?
I'm going to go with Baltimore this game. I'm not really excited about this, but I guess I have Baltimore. I'm going to just say, like, just all the strength of, like, Cleveland's offensive line, I think. Who was it? Deshaun Kaiser got sacked, like, right. Was it seven times last week?
That was seven.
That's something. So, yeah, I think I'm just going to go with Baltimore for this.
King Vaughn Jr. says he has Baltimore coming in 8-2, but, you know, he's a sports terrorist because he lives in D.C. and he's a Cowboys fan. So take that with a grain of salt. Also, next on the call, I'm giving shots all over the place today. We got Carolina favored by 7 at home against the Buffalo Bills. And I will say this much, Shady McCoy has been hampered at practice today and did not practice fully. I'm taking the Carolina Panthers to cover the 7, J. Chris. What about you?
Carolina.
Sure, that
Super
was easy.
Cam in the news.
Super, you still going to call him that? After an eighth, after an inch of a skin? Really? Really? I will not stand here and listen to this baloney. Okay? He won't,
about,
you know.
It's about what
he
does on the field.
Okay, whatever.
I understand what you're saying.
All right. I'm sorry. Well, I don't know how to separate the two sometimes. How you got this going, Wally? Wow.
I got Carolina winning, but I got Whitman covering. I mean, beating the cover. What's the terminology?
Buffalo's covering the 7?
Yeah, Buffalo covering the 7. There you go, son.
All right. Who you got in this one there, Micah?
Definitely Carolina. And I think it's actually the points with it.
And we do.
Can I take my pick back?
Sure.
And,
I mean,
I'm going to tell you why.
I'm
going to tell you why. Sean McDermott, he knows the Panthers in and out. He knows what's going on in there. Mm. Give me the Bills to cover.
Even without Shady McCoy, I like it. Shady may not be playing game time decision. He averages 15 games a year. Will he or will he not play? That is another question. And King Von Jr. said Cam has not been so super right now. Who you got missing again, Micah? Did you say Carolina, our host channel?
Yeah, I'm still taking Carolina. Yeah.
This is our first year covering the Carolina Panthers, too, where we play them because we don't play Washington. We cover the Washington Redskins, but we don't play them live. So we play the Carolina Panthers games live on 96.9 FM and also 1340 AM. So make sure you guys send in those Cindy if you drive us somewhere to listen to those ball games. Major Page, Carolina favored by 7 over Buffalo. Who you got?
I'm going to go with Carolina.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and lock that up right there. People,
lock it up. You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
We got the battle of two franchise Hall of Fame quarterbacks, both 0-1, as the Madden cover boy looks to come in pissed off, favored by 7 points over to the New Orleans Saints. And as Wally tweeted, man, I felt sorry for Adrian Peterson. I didn't. I did at first, then I didn't, and I said, go get me a switch, and I'll whoop his ass talking to his coach like that. I'm taking no matter what nobody said because my role this year, no matter what my wife say, Broadway Brady always covers. Give it to the New England Patriots, favored by 7, Betty. How you got it going, Wally? Hook with the J. Chris.
Oh, give me I know, right? I see. Give me the New Orleans Saints.
You
know,
would do it.
And they did my man dirty.
You think bad defense can stop the Patriots? Really,
all
bro?
All I'm saying, it's called redemption, man. It's redemption.
They let Sam Bradford, which, by the way, I said would be a better quarterback. Go ahead.
Folks need to not Sam. When Sam Bradford's healthy and you get talent around him, he's a good ball player. All I'm going to say, he's a good ball player. He's a good ball player.
He could actually say more, but he said that's all I'm going to say. Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
That's all he's going to say. How you got it going, J. Chris?
What's the line on that?
7 points.
7 points, man. Drew Brees does well against the Patriots, too, and it's in New Orleans, right?
It's in New Orleans.
Not
cover back-to-back
week? I feel like I'm going to go crazy.
Really, bro?
I feel like I'm going to go crazy by not picking the Patriots, but I like New Orleans to cover.
I like so far I'm alone, you untouchable specials, you. How you got this one going, Emmy Richmond?
This is the time of year where Patriots lose the most games, so I'm going to go with New Orleans.
When do they lose the most games?
In September. September is the only month of the season where they have the lowest winning percentage out of all the other times. So the chances of them going back-to-back losses is possible. And I just want to see Patriots fans like, the sky is falling. Drew Brees is gonna be on fire, man. He's got to play on the short week and everything.
I think they're gonna blow them guys out. I do. I think they beat them like 35-14. I really do. Something like that.
I don't know. I think Hightower is still out, and that's gonna mean it's gonna be a shootout. And I think Drew Brees will shoot out any day of the week.
All right. Oh, you know what? I'm not gonna knock Drew Brees. I never will. Never have. Like 7-up, right? That was Snoop Dogg said. I should have like 7-up. I never have. I never will. Your dad's passed me a light. How you got this one going, Major Paige? Patriots favored by 7 on the road against New Orleans, 1 o'clock game.
You know, I think I'm gonna go with New Orleans as well. I really like New Orleans 1. I don't like Patriots fans 2. So this is kind of an easy choice for me. I know New England, they have like a slew of offensive weapons, Gronk being the top one, but I think that he can be stopped. And we kind of saw that, you know, when they played the Chiefs and Eric Berry could kind of get with them a little bit. So I have confidence in New Orleans.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to say this. Forget you. I like being alone. Lock it up. Last time I said that, I'm the one who has a show here about handicapping. And no one took my advice. Yeah, I can't wait till Monday. Next game on the docket. Then we got, coming up next, we got the Arizona Cardinals. The Johnson & Johnson connection is one Johnson goes down, the other Johnson steps up. Favored by 7 over the Jacoby Brissett starting quarterback Indianapolis Colts. Factory of Sadness, that is Micah's team. I would allow you to go first in this game. Arizona favored by 7. Can your team cover that, bro?
The hell it isn't, Tom.
You know, daggone well they ain't covering that. Why even start with me? I have Stephen A. Smith moments talking about this team now. And you know what? I'll be shocked if Jacoby Brissett can actually put up points against this defense. Because this defense is good. Even though they had some issues last week. But, you know, the defense is still good, and I don't think Jacoby Brissett is going to ever do as well. Well, look, we did have Scott Tolzien, so we can't do any worse than him.
Right. You know what I'm going to say about the Arizona defense, which I think everybody thinks is good. There was a once they had a coach.
Was good. Carson Palmer started to feel the old age.
They had a coach once upon a time, and he rest in peace.
Yeah.
The Arizona Cardinals are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook. Are they really that good? Because the last few games, we've seen this team over the last, 18 games, they haven't looked so good. Paper is one thing.
Mike,
what they showed to do is something different. That's all I'm picking Arizona to win. Well, that's not what I'm saying.
If my Colts win, I'm buying you win.
Okay, well, I almost wanted to go to the next game. Jay Chris, Arizona favored by 7 over in Atlantis. Who you got?
Arizona's favored by 7. Give me Arizona.
Who you got, Jay Chris, or Wally?
Arizona.
Major Page?
I like to go for the underdog, but I think I'm going to go with Arizona as well.
You can't go with Arizona.
You better lock it up. No, you lock it up.
Then we have the game that I was afraid to touch, but you know what? I had to touch it because sometimes when life throws you lemons, you got to make really good lemonade. Kansas City at home versus the Philadelphia Eagles. The Kansas City Chiefs are favored by 6 points. Here's the caveat. Does Doug Peterson know Andy Reid well enough? Does Andy Reid know Doug Peterson better? The whole team, since Andy Reid has gone, is virtually different than what he known it to be. He's off a shocking win last week, if you will, so to speak, over beating the New England Patriots. They've had 10 days to prepare for this game. I hate to say it, I want the Eagles to win, but my money says give me Kansas City. I'm not playing this game, but if you're asking me, I'm taking the Kansas City Chiefs to beat the Philadelphia Eagles. And I just feel it right here, right now. I got every single team in this division losing this week, Jay Chris. Who you got winning this game?
What's the spread on this game?
6 points.
I like Kansas City in this one, man. Andy Reid's a genius when you give him extra time to prepare.
Yes, it is. It's like an extra damn bye week. How you got this one going, Wally? KFC or Philadelphia?
Kansas City. I like that team right now.
You just hate my birds so bad.
No, not really. I don't hate the. I like Carson Wentz. I don't hate the Eagles.
I hate the Cowboys.
We all hate the Cowboys. You hear us, Mo? King Von Jr., tweet that. We all hate the Cowboys. How you got this to go, Micah?
I have to give it to Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs. Even without Eric Berry, they're going to be able to do some things on defense. And give me the points on that, too.
How you got – oh, okay. Well, you got to take the points you take in Arizona. So, I'm sorry, rewind that. Did you say the Eagles?
No. I'm taking Kansas City in the points.
I thought you said. Okay. Major Page, how you got this game?
Kansas City all day. That doesn't win this game.
Why you gotta say it like all day?
Lock it up.
Like really, like all day. Like it's not gonna be close. Like, damn. Okay, all day. Like you know, what I'm saying, like see Adrian Peterson up in his joint. Another tough game on the schedule: Pittsburgh versus the Minnesota Wrecking Crew. And guess what, guys? My upset of the week. Give me the Minnesota Vikings to win outright over the Pittsburgh Steelers, J. Chris. Give me Minnesota.
Ooh.
And this game is in Pittsburgh. Six.
Ooh. 6 points. Wow.
Upset of the week.
Give me Minnesota to cover. Pittsburgh wins. Give me Minnesota to cover.
All right. How you got this one, Wally Wild?
Minnesota flat out.
Mm-hmm. Micah?
Minnesota also flat out.
Major Page? How easy was this?
I'm going with the Steelers.
Got to be the Audi girl, huh? Lock it up.
You better lock it up. No, you lock it up. Lock it up.
Then we have on deck here, we got the teams that did not play last week, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home on a long – this is the beginning of a 16-game NFL season, back-to-back to 14 more backs versus the Chicago Bears. I have Tampa Bay winning this game, but I think with everything that's happened in Tampa Bay, not playing the game last week, Chicago opening day – and people got to understand, take opening day with a grain of salt on how a team plays. You know what I mean? You typically play good. That's like you get Appalachian State – beating Michigan that year. It was opening game. I don't think if they played Michigan week 5, that would have happened. And I hate Michigan. You know, Wally knows that. Notre Dame in the house. But that's just what I believe. But I still think the Bears, and I remember I picked Tampa Bay to go to the playoffs. I'm picking the Bears to cover this game, J. Chris, in the 7 points. I got Tampa Bay winning. I'm just not happy with the 7 against Chicago. How you got it?
Give me Tampa Bay. Give me Tampa Bay. They come out hype. Like you said, take week 1 with a grain of salt. Chicago's on their way up. Give me Tampa Bay.
All right, Jake Wally Wild.
Oh, give me Tampa. This Jameis gonna show out.
Famous Jameis, Florida State in the house. How you got it going there, Michael Lee?
Also, yes, gotta go with Famous Jameis. Definitely going to be Tampa Bay in this one.
We better watch your crabs. He might steal them. What about you, Major Page?
I'm going to go with Tampa as well. I don't see Jameis, like, losing to the Bears. That's just, like, unheard of. So, I'm going with the Buccaneers.
I don't have them losing. I just think Chicago covers. But I understand. I just think Chicago covers.
You better lock it up. No, you lock it up.
I think the defense of Chicago steadily has been coming on strong lately over the last couple of weeks. So, I just think their defense, you know, would do well enough to do such a thing. You know what, guys? I have to get a god darn exterminator dog. I have an ant problem, and this ish annoys me. But every time you turn around, there's an ant crawling on you. You just want to smack somebody's mama. Next on the schedule, we got the Chargers of LA taking on the Miami Dolphins, the other team playing 16 games in a row. I got the Chargers. Listen, they almost came back on Monday night to go take that game in overtime against the Broncos of Denver. I think the secondary of the Chargers is so underrated. I also think, without a shadow of a doubt, Phillip Rivers is a very also underrated quarterback and competitor at what he does. And I think no matter how good I think Miami will play, I think them going west. I think a lot of things are not often spoken about the Western teams going, the Eastern teams going west because they still play at 4 o'clock, which is, you know, that 3-hour difference for them. But I still think in this case, I'm going to take the Chargers to win this game outright, J. Chris, for about 4 points in this game. How you have it?
It's the Chargers. All right, who's the home team and what's the line?
The Chargers home team favored by 4 over Miami.
Favored by 4 over Miami. Give me the Chargers with that. Give me the Chargers.
Wally, how you got it?
I'm going with the Chargers.
How you got it, Micah?
Give me Miami.
And Major Page, I already know you're taking Miami, right? So I just go ahead and lock that up?
Yeah, and shame on everybody that chose the Chargers.
You better lock it up. You lock it up.
Now, my number 2 rule in handicapping used to be the number 1 rule, but then I love Peyton Manning always covering so much, I made the number 2 rule. Jay Chris, remind them what the number 2 rule in handicapping is.
Double digit spreads are disrespectful.
Disrespectful. But doesn't it count when one of them is the New York Football Jets, who we know are tanking the season? Oakland Raiders at home, favored by 14 over the J-E-T-S, Jets. And again, I say hashtag do not touch this game. But if you're going to touch it, I want to say the Jets, but I think the Jets are so bad, and I got to pick a game. I'm going to take Oakland to cover the 14, J. Chris. I'm breaking my own rules here. But again, remember what I'm saying first and foremost, I would not touch this game. So if you do lose this game, I only picked it because I'm not like other people who do not pick a winner or a loser. I pick them all. So I'm taking Oakland to cover the 14, J. Chris. How you got it?
Yeah, this is a real tough one to pick, but I'm going with Oakland with this one.
Wally, wow.
The black hole going Oakland. Derek Carr's going to be the dude who always covers now. That's the new star.
That's going to be the all right. Okay. Let's see. If he does this, well, damn it, Broadway Brady, you might have to move over, Matt, and cover boys. How you got it going, Micah?
Oh, that's going to be Oakland. That 13.5 is generous because it's going to be more.
Okay. How you got it going, Major Page?
Oakland.
All right. Moving on a little faster, a little quicker here. Washington Redskins on the road. Underdogs, our host team here, against the Rams. Wally, do not be mad at me. I got the Rams in this game. All right, dog. It's some things I've seen in that offense last week. And, again, it's opening day. And we got to take that with a grain of salt. Even what the Rams did, I mean, they did play Indianapolis, right? But you're the one who told me to watch the Rams closer, right? You didn't say Jared Goff. Yeah. And they got Donaldson back, who wasn't there last week. I'm taking the Rams to cover the 3 points. They're the home favorite by the 3. That's typically what they get. I'm taking them. How you got this game going, J. Chris?
If Cousins look like he did last week, you got to go with the Rams. But I'm going to go with the Skins.
How you got it going, Wally? I already know Washington. How you got it going, Mike?
No, I got the Rams. I don't got to watch. I got the Rams. Unbelievable. I'm with the Rams. That defense, they're very consistent.
Wow,
they've been real consistent.
Listen, I almost fell out of my seat.
That's what you call picking with your head.
That's called picking with your head. The smart one. You know, what's that? The one 3 feet above your ass, right, Jimmy? Sorry, I do a lot of, movie quotes. If you haven't seen Leader On, that's not my point, okay? I'm singing to Nelson. Ain't I Nelson? All right, how you got this one going, Micah?
Definitely Rams.
Definitely, because they whipped your team's ass. How you got it going, Major Pace?
I'm going with the Rams as well.
Then we also got Dallas on the road against Denver, but Dallas is favored by 2. I took Denver to win this game, guys. As I said, I got every team in this division not covering this week or losing. So I'm taking Denver. How you got it going, Jay Chris?
Give me Denver.
We already know who you're going with, Vaughn. All right, who you got going, Wally?
You already know the answer to this, man. Now, this is what you know.
Yeah,
this
Dallas.
Is what you definitely
okay,
know.
Right,
this
right.
Is what
you know. Wally got Denver. Okay, how you got it going, Micah?
Denver.
Major Page?
Denver.
Another double-digit lead in the NFL is disrespectful. And what makes it worse, if it's a divisional matchup, the 49ers of San Francisco against the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle, hashtag do not touch. And by the way, my upset of the week is Denver beating Dallas. Seattle, favored by 14, do not touch. But if you do, I'm taking Seattle, J. Chris. Who you got?
Let's make it fun. I'll take San Fran. They'll score a touchdown this week.
It's 14. It's hard enough not to go with them, right? Who you got in this one, Wally?
Oh, I got Seattle.
Okay. Micah?
Seattle's winning. San Francisco's covering.
All right. I like that. And Major Page.
I'm going to go with San Francisco.
Ooh, covering the 14. Now, here go a doozy of a whopper one, guys. And this is not my upset, but my double lock.
You better lock it up. You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
You lock it up.
You better lock it up.
You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
You lock it up. Lock it up.
My double lock of the week. Give me the 28-3 Atlanta Falcons on Sunday Night Football to beat the Packers of Green Bay. Since Wally won't do it for me anymore, which I think completely, absolutely sucks that he won't do it. It's okay, Wally. I still love you. If you don't love me, it's okay. Because I got it right here.
The Giants of New York took on the Packers of Green Bay. And in the end, the Giants triumphed by kicking an oblong ball made of pigskin through a big H. It was a most ripping victory.
Give me 28-3 over Green Bay Packers. How you got it going, Jay Chris?
Yo, funny thing, funniest thing about that is when he says the most ripping victory. I'm sorry. I don't even remember who is the Atlanta Falcons. I don't remember the lines. Give me Green Bay.
It's 3 points.
Give me Green Bay.
I got Green Bay winning. How you got it going, Wally? If you still there, don't hang up on me.
Yep, all three, man. I ain't up, man. Through all the new with Donald Trump and stuff like that, man, my skin is thick. let me go with ATL and tribute to my homegirl's birthday. I'm going with ATL. I'm going with Atlanta.
All right. How you got it going, Papa Lee?
Atlanta.
And Major Page.
I got the Falcons.
All right, we split down the middle here. Lock it up, as we always do, people. We will do our Monday pick.
Lock it up. You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
On Monday, as we get ready for Monday Night Football, the go-home show, the No Mercy, the review show from Triple G versus Canelo Alvarez, it's about to go down. What a weekend we have in front of us, people. Listen. You ain't got to go home, but you got to go play some 2K or some Madden. What are you playing this weekend? Tweet it out. New Twitch show at New Twitch Show on the Twitter has the poll up. What game are you playing this weekend? Destiny 2, Madden, who you don't have that list, it's just others, 2K18, NBA Live. What are you playing this weekend? It's a sports gamers weekend. I'm dominating the sports world. Listen, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some meat and don't love God. That's crazy, y'all. We out of here. See you. What's that, Monday? What's that, Thursday? Hey.
This is the Shoulder Sports, hosted by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk, still we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop, y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk, the best on the dial when it's time to rock. We talking football, baseball, boxing, any sports you can name. Keep your radios locked in. Listen, you can get the scoop on all your top 10. Mike Knox, Soul and Sports, we keep it hot, man.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
If you're not down with that, we got 2 words for you!
Now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the Geico app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the Geico app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.